Timberwolves in game one of the Western Conference Finals 2 years in a row. Your Minnesota Timberwolves. I know we're not used to this sort of playoff success, but give Chris French, give Anthony Edwards, give the team their flowers. And part of the fun for me is being with other crazy fans on social media. And my favorite follow when it comes to Timberwolves is the longtime, terrific news anchor and journalist at Fox 9, Amy Hockert, who is Amy is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I would describe you as a ridiculous, unhinged, unabashed fan, but especially ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like 20 plus years of being a news anchor and reading teleprompters your whole career, and then somebody gives you an opportunity to just say what you really think, and you just get unhinged and you just go for it. And that's what it feels like right now. Because I don't cover sports, I can say whatever I want about sports. Like, Jim Rich can't do that. You know, nobody on our team can do that who's covering sports. But I get this pass, and it is the most fun thing ever. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can, what you do, I think, is you channel like the same energy that we have in just like, that any fan has, right? I mean, is that sort of the reaction you get from Timberwolves Nation?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. But I think, and I don't think anything I say is like that great or funny, but I think because it comes out of somebody who you don't maybe expect to be unhinged like that, like that's what makes it kind of entertaining to people. I don't know, but honestly, I don't.
Come on now. You're not a funny person. Give me a break.
I am not.
You don't think of yourself as funny?
No. Jason, I've lived with myself my entire life. I am not funny. I am the biggest stick in the mud. I am the fun killer in my house. Like, I run a really tight ship. Like, this, honestly, at work, I'm just intense and type A, and ask anybody, like, that is who I am. But when it comes to sports, especially Minnesota sports, it just runs so deep. And like a lot of people, I grew up, you know, my grandma got me started on the Timberwolves way back in 89, you know, watching Vikings with my dad when I was younger growing up, like these are my favorite core memories. And so because it's so deep, it's like, it just taps into like another place in my heart and in my brain. And you just embrace it. And I don't know, you know, you're so deep in it, you know, all the sort of inside jokes and the, you know, I remember the first time I heard Wally the Beer Man knew who I was, and I was like, wait, are you serious? Like, I felt like I'd made it, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, you just, I don't know, it just, everything for me that is sweet and like nostalgic revolves around Minnesota sports.
Amy Hockert is with us from Fox 9. There is something about that, right? Being the news anchor. And like you said, you are intense. You are focused on journalism, focused on doing a great job. You just are. Like, I've known you for a long time. But so when I open up X and see, no, you're the psycho who's wide awake at 4 a.m. because of basketball. it's way funnier than if that were coming from someone who was a comedian. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, there is literally nothing special about what I'm saying or doing or feeling. But I think it's just that kind of shock factor for people, especially in this market, because, you know, news anchors are sort of, it's not like LA where they're like, yeah, I don't have time for you because here's, you know, this A-list celebrity. Like, around here, people really sort of, they care about their news anchors, and they, you know, maybe not as much anymore, but, you know, I don't know. I just feel like people are like, what is going on? And they maybe tune in to see what I'm going to say next. And, you know, is she going to get fired? Like, will she walk into work one day and her bosses are like, that's it, lady, you just went off the deep end. I mean, you just don't know where it's going to go. But it is genuine. It is so genuine. And I'm not a big cursor. I don't. In fact, I went most of my adult life without, you can ask anybody, like, I really didn't swear a whole lot. And then just recently in the last year or so, I feel like you reach a certain age and then your kids get to be a certain age and you're like, ah, screw it. Let's just be who we are. And so I try to keep it clean as much as possible, but, you know, with a nod to a naughty word here and there.
You called for the OKC matchup. You said that you didn't think you could mentally handle a Westbrook, Braun, Murray series.
Yeah.
So so beat the best to be the best, baby. How do you feel about game one tonight?
Can I be honest with you? I'm terrified. I am terrified to my core. And I almost feel like, and this is the most Minnesota sports thing ever, but I almost feel like I have to say out loud, like, it's probably going to be OKC in five. Like, I just feel like I need to put that in the universe just to check that box. That
now you have officially established your Minnesota sports fan bona fides. You have to like, well, I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to overexpect. I mean, they are the number one seed and they are a tremendous basketball team. They just are.
Yeah.
But we're pretty good.
I'm scared out of my mind.
We're pretty good.
I know we are. We are. It's just the consistency is what scares me. The lack of consistency from this team. And I love them. And I from all accounts, I get a lot of my information from Jim Peterson, who's one of the great broadcasters and former player and coach for the Lynx. And just he knows so much and he's around them so much. And he told me 3 or 4 months ago, before anybody else saw it, he's like, this team is better than last year's team. He said, Chris Finch is the best coach we've ever had in this organization. He said, I've never seen a group so tight-knit, like behind the scenes to off the court. They really, really care. So when you put all those things together and it just feels different, you can't help but get excited. And but again, like that other shoe is just right there, Jason. It's just ready to drop at all times. And I don't know if we'll ever be able to shake that.
I do think, Amy, that as sports fans in Minnesota, it's difficult to get your arms around the fact that there are now expectations, right? Like last year with the Timberwolves, it was an improbable run to the Western Conference Finals. And this year, it looked like things were going to crap at the beginning, right? I mean, the chemistry wasn't there. Figuring out the Randall mix. We all loved Kat personally, so to lose Kat was tough. But do you look at it now and think like, maybe there's going to have to be a psychology adjustment, especially among those of us who are Timberwolves fans, because two Western Conference Finals in a row is validation. It's not a fluke. Oh, it's a program that's set up to win, and now we should expect them to win.
Just even you saying those words is making like the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Like I can't hear it because it just won't sink in. It just won't. It just slides right off. But I hear you, and I think we have to probably get there. I think maybe what 6 or 7 more seasons like this, and we'll probably start to feel that way. But right now,
maybe
new.
We'll still be waiting.
Yeah, there's no roadmap for this. Are you saying there's no roadmap? Like this is crazy. Last year, you're right, fluky, kind of like whoa. We, you know, fell into it. This year, we kind of fell into it again because, like you said, the season just didn't look like it was going to be promising. And then all of a sudden, like playoff Timberwolves basketball, like what the heck? It's all over the place. It's all over the place. Yeah, they played great, but they've also played like absolute crap in the playoffs. So that's where I'm just like, I just the buy-in for me is really, really hard, 100%. Ant's been super spotty. Like I just... You know, it's just part of being a fan.
It is part of being a fan. Amy Hockert is with us from Fox 9. Do you have this same intensity for all of the teams? I mean, this is a safe space. I know it's a news anchor. You feel like if you favor one sport more than others, like the hockey fans will come from. But I would say the hockey fans, how about win a series and get back to me? You know what I mean?
I definitely, so the nostalgic sort of sentimental piece for me is the Wolves for my grandma, who's 99 years old and still I drive 3 hours to watch games with her whenever I can. I'm going to try to watch these two this weekend with her. 99, so lives on her own. So she got me started in Wolves basketball and she loves it so much. And then again, my dad with the Vikings and just that being my favorite memory growing up was just watching the games with him. Those are the two that are closest to my heart. But I follow those the closest, but I will say I'm definitely, I cheer for any Minnesota team, the Gophers or whomever, but I definitely like the Wild, for instance, as they were making this push, I was watching all the games, you know, you get into it, but I'm more of a casual fan that's just really supportive. So I have a lot of respect for those who are hardcore, but Vikings and Wolves got to be my team. And the Lynx. Oh my gosh. I've fallen in love with these Lynx. I got to be honest. Like, I'm just obsessed.
I feel you because I feel like a poser with the hockey crowd, right? Like, I love it. Right? I get on board. But, like, I don't know the game. Basketball, yeah. Like, I mean, compared to the real people who know the game, I don't know the game. But compared to a casual fan, like, I think you and I know basketball because we love it. There's something about the pace. There's something about the individual players, right? What is it that, besides the nostalgia, that draws you to this Wolves team this year?
Well, I feel very lucky because I get to talk to people like Jim Peterson, right? I get to listen to, I get kind of rolled into all the little press conferences afterwards, and I listen to all that stuff. And so I think the more you invest in them, and I just do it naturally because of my job, because I need to talk about it on the air. But the more you do that, the more it just feeds on itself. So I would say that. I would say just the people. I mean, we don't really have any villains on this team. We don't have anybody. I know not everybody loves Ant, but you know, I just feel like all the pieces are in place and they're so accessible. You get to see the looks on their faces, the, you know, their body language, everything other than like football or hockey where they're all, you just don't get that same sort of interface with an actual, you know, human being. It's all equipment. So I don't know. It's just kind of a different level with basketball.
Any predictions for tonight? I love the nervousness. I feel it too. Dude, I think we're all nervous.
I want to say we're going to win. I do. I love this team so much, but I think it's okay to be a diehard fan and also be like, I don't know. I hope they come out, but I don't know. I mean, it's going to be hard. I can't even say, honestly. I just have to hope for the best.
Amy, I'm going to be cheering for the Wolves, but I'm also going to be worried about you. I just want you to know I'm going to be thinking about you as I watch the game tonight from home. I'm very worried about your well-being.
Well, can I tell you, you should be, because I just told you before I hopped on this call, I was in the doctor's appointment, and I was in there for an extra 20 minutes because they had to take my blood pressure 3 different times, like with the machine where it's like takes 5 minutes before it even does anything.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, let's just try it one more time before you go. I'm like, nope, it's still high. I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And I have no history of high blood pressure, if that tells you anything.
It's straight up Timberwolves related high blood pressure.
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, there's 100%. No medication for that. There isn't.
Nope.
All right.
Well, a title, you know.
A title would help. A title would help. Good stuff. Well, everybody should follow you on Twitter, at Amy Hockert, and they should watch you on Fox 9 and on the streaming service as well, where you hang out most of the day. Amy, so good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. Let's go Wolves.